Good morning and welcome to SIMPAR's conference call to discuss the earnings regarding the second quarter 2022. Today with us, we have Mr. Fernando Simões, CEO, and Denis Ferres, CFO and Investor Relations Officer. Right now, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later on, we are going to start the Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. Should any of you need assistance during the conference call, please reach the operator by pressing star zero. We would like to inform you that this conference call is being recorded and simultaneously translated into English. Before moving on, we would like to let you know that any statements made during this conference call relative to the company's business outlooks, projections, operating and financial goals are based on the beliefs and assumptions of SIMPAR's management and rely on information currently available to the company. Forward-looking statements are not a guarantee of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, since they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. General economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect SIMPAR's future results and lead to results that will materially differ from those in the forward-looking statements. We'll now turn the floor to Mr. Fernando Simões. Please, Mr. Simões, you may go on. Good morning, everyone. I would like to thank you all for joining our call today. We are starting the release of the earnings of the second quarter 22 of SIMPAR. We are going to start with page 2, where we address the main highlights for the second quarter 22. We had record EBITDA of 1,700 million reals, which is growth of 94% as compared to the same period last year. Net revenues of 5,500 million, which is growth of 73%, with net revenue from services of 4.2 billion, which is growth of 73% over the same period last year. We had net income of 213 million reals, a reduction of 38%. That because of the increase in interest rates, but also in line with our strategical plan that we have been executing growth with high investments generating net capex of 3.7 billion reals only in the second quarter, with high liquidity assets that to generate revenues with even better yield to come. In addition, we have readjustments, negotiations with clients that sometimes take time to implement. And nothing reflects our numbers that will certainly will meet the interest, the increase in interest rates to come. On page 3, we talk about our main strategic results. The consolidation and transformation of all our business with scale, capillarity, and huge competitive advantages that set us apart from the competition. We revised, we had an upgrade of our rating by Fitch agencies. SIMPAR, JSL, Movida, and Vamos are now on the national scale, AAA, and on a global scale, BB. What enabled the improvement is the cost and the profile of our debt. But more than that, it's based on the rationale of the scale we have, our footprint, and the competitiveness of the four companies in the segments in which they operate. SIMPAR as a holding, JSL in logistics, Movida in the car rental, and the transformation of Vamos. Growing EBITDA with a suitable debt profile. In our history, in recent years, we proved the resilience and the independence of our companies on the economic cycle in all the business in which we operate. We also launched in the second quarter AutoMob, the holding that is consolidating all our dealership business, light vehicles. We have been operating in the segment with Original for many years. We created Automob as a holding, and there are huge opportunities for consolidation and transformation in the dealership business for light vehicles. Today, we have 72 stores, 24 brands, and we are present in 19 cities. We had net revenues pro forma, considered the acquired company in the last 12 months, of R$5.2 billion, which means the sales of 30,000 cars per year in our light vehicle dealership network. We had some acquisitions in the second quarter in line with our strategic plan. They are one-off but complementary to the business we have. We bought Green, a car dealership in the city of São Paulo for Volkswagen, Peugeot, and Citroën assets, recognized by top management and in line with our plan of acquiring companies that are complementary to our business with a history of delivery, governance, quality, and people that make a difference. The same applies to Truckpad, a company that is completely digital for more than 10 years, that relates to small and mid carriers with a huge portfolio of truck drivers, all on an app. We acquired it by JSL. JSL will certainly accelerate all its digital processes with the acquisition, and Simpar will contribute for the development of Truckpad that will offer more services to its clients, financial services, truck rental, and etc. We consider acquisitions not consolidated in second Q, UAB, Allstar, Green, and Truckpad, we would have in our revenue R$3.5 billion above each year what we see in the last 12 months. Vamos, we opened the largest Fendt dealership in the Americas in the city of Primavera do Leste. In line with Vamos' strategic plan, today, the largest rental company for trucks, machinery, and forklifts without operations and long-term contracts, it really transformed in the last 24 months its dealership business, particularly in the agribusiness in the Midwest region of Brazil. With Valtra, that today is the largest Valtra dealership network in Brazil, and Fendt now, that quite modestly, according to the market, is the best, has the best machines of farm machinery in the world. It is a German brand that has been fully adapted to our country, and we are going to open several dealerships in the future months. And with more than that, people that are qualified and trained to ensure the availability of the machinery in the field to our clients. And using our DNA, connecting the best brand in the world, customers, users, availability, infrastructure, and closeness. With that, we believe that we are going to generate a virtual cycle between us, Fendt, and clients. Going to page number four, I'd like to show to you our entire ecosystem and our diversification in sectors that are core in the economy. We have leadership, we have revenue balance, which is a consequence of our work, especially the work of our people and the quality of brands we represent and the services we provide. With that, we have a huge entry barrier against the competition and the comfort and safety to our clients, which really protects our revenues against any economic scenario and decreases our volatility. And that has been proven in recent years. On page four, you see Simpar, the holding that controls seven independent companies, more than 40,000 employees, and more than 258,000 assets. In the upper part, you see Movida, then Vamos, then CS Frotas, and Vamos rental business. With that, you have an ecosystem in the rental business that goes from trucks to machinery to cars in state-owned companies, mixed ownership companies in sectors like sanitation, tourism, agribusiness, corporate. So it's not a car company or a truck company for rentals. It is a whole ecosystem, and Simpar meets the whole needs of clients. Remember that the rental business in Brazil is just starting. On the right, we have sales. You have Movida, Semivados. You have the dealership network under Vamos with 26 stores with trucks, machinery, equipment. You have the sales of used assets in a network that we are creating. We have more than 25 stores, 14 of used, and the other 11 of Volkswagen truck assets. And you have cars with 72 stores and 24 brands. So you have the sale of assets in a completely independent area, but also encompassing all the segments and assets that we deal with, not only equipment, but sectors. Then CS Infra on the right side, still on page 4, we have Ciclus, which is a center for waste treatment, generation of gas at the highest world standards in terms of governance and the quality of waste management. We have CS ports with the two ports of Aratu that we won the concession in pre-operation and under construction. In the next 2 years, we're going to be completely transformed and the huge potential of agribusiness. We also were awarded CS Rodovia, a concession in PIE, and we also have a stake in BRT Sorocaba. BBC Financial Services, that has been operating as a leasing company and in the last 3 months turned into a bank offering services to our clients and starting its cycle of development. And still on page 4, we have our logistics services, JSL. This is where our business started 66 years ago. Today, a completely independent company focused on the logistic business, but with a huge differential. It is the only logistic company in Brazil that grew based on client needs, diversifying its services and sectors. So it has inbound operations, transportation, urban distribution, warehousing, refrigerated cargo, more than 16 sectors, 7 countries, 6 in Latin America and 1 in Africa, growing in a very sustainable manner. That's it. It is a unique position, really differentiated in terms of sectors, services, diversification, and particularly the opportunities of our clients and the work and dedication of our people, bringing resilience in revenues and predictability. On page 5, we are going to talk about JSL. Of the listed companies, I'm going to be brief. All the results have already been disclosed, and the numbers speak for themselves. Page 5, JSL, with the capacity of execution of its people, has been showing strong growth organically and inorganically. The quality of the acquired companies are not only growing and improving margins and returns, operating margins, when you have growth of 56% in revenues, EBITDA grew more than 100% in the second quarter year on year. Net income was slightly lower in line with the strategic plans because of higher interest rates and the execution of CapEx generating backlog. In the second quarter alone, we already had more than 2 billion in 1.4 billion in new contracts. If you take a look, we have more than 5.5 billion in net revenue from services compared to the IPO about 2 years ago. It is growth of more than 100%. It is the excellent work of our people. Now, page 6. Here we have the main indicators for Movida. Movida is a company today of 207,000 cars, showing transformation since its acquisition, the IPO, and you see record numbers in revenue year on year. This is a company that aligned with its strategic plans, knew how to transform itself in the past 2 years. Today, it has scale and capillarity that is very competitive. A position in terms of digital processes that contributes to customer loyalty, from getting the cars to returning them. In line with the strategic plans, it had a very bright movement in recent years, renewing its fleet, bringing its average age to 9 months, which is the newest fleet in Brazil, 8.5 months to be more precise, in line with customers' needs. It brought in the last 12 months more than 1 million new clients in the rental car business, showing the quality of its strategy and with that improving returns and operating margins. Going to page seven, we talk about Vamos results. Thanks to the capacity of its people, management, and execution of its strategic plan, Vamos shows revenue, EBITDA margins, an increase in net income, and more than that, a backlog quarter-on-quarter, year-after-year that is really transformational, contributing to its scale, capillarity, the improvement of its margins, and once again, a unique positioning in an ecosystem in rental with a dealership network and in the sale of used assets. On page eight, we talk about Automob. Today, this is a company that is 6 times higher than it was in the past, with more than 5 billion rising revenue. Added to the acquired company, more than 30,000 cars a year, EBITDA of 374 million, with a margin of 7.4%, and net income of 180 million. In line with our strategic plan as well, this is a company that you see on the right, Original, going from 900 million to 5.1 billion, 6 times higher after acquisitions. Remember, acquisitions have been very responsible based on brands, regions, but companies are always completely independent with management and focus on their business. We have acquired companies that have a high capacity of management, quality, and that are focused on their clients and that are complementary to our business. We intend to continue focus on consolidation and the transformation of the size of the business. On page nine, we have BBC Bank. In December last year, we got authorization, but we started operating as a bank 90 days ago, approximately, and the numbers start to show the transformation of size. This is the start of a huge cycle of development within our ecosystem with responsibility and contributing to our companies to have more customer loyalty and to enable us to sell our assets. On page 10, we talk about CS Brazil. Remember, CS Brazil continues to be an independent company. It was CS Frota that was merged into Movida. CS Brazil is an independent company with fleet management and outsourcing in state-owned or mixed ownership companies. We have operations with driver services, and we grew 20% year-on-year, and compared to 2019 and the second quarter, we have completely transformed the numbers in terms of growth and better operating margins. On page 11, CS Infra. This is a company that is still developing. You have the waste treatment center, the largest waste treatment center in Brazil, and governance and the engineering at the highest world levels. We have the two ports of Aratu that are operating, but just starting construction. Transcerrado, our concession in the state of Piauí, and BRT in Sorocaba. As I've always tell you, we have focus on long-term concessions, whose vocation is services, therefore contributing to customer loyalty and providing better services to Brazilian citizens. On page 12, we are going to talk about the highlights of our financial numbers, and I'm going to turn the call to Dennis. Dennis?
Thanks, Fernando. Good morning, everyone. Talking about the financial highlights of the second quarter 2022 consolidated figures Simpar, we start at the top left on net revenue. Net revenue in the second quarter was record. We reached 5,463 million reais. growth of 73% compared to the same period last year. When we get net revenues and we annualize, that would be equivalent to almost 22 billion reals, which would already show a 58% increase compared to the full year of 21, when we delivered approximately 14 billion. Here, EBITDA in the second quarter, also a record. We reached 1,703,000,000 reals. It was double the same period last year, reaching a margin of 40.5%. That is an increase of 4.5 percentage points. When we annualize the numbers, we would have an annualized number of 6.8 billion reals, already going to 7 billion reals annualized numbers. That is 66% higher than the full year of 21, a clear indication of the size of our transformation in cash generation. Going to our EBIT, we show similar behavior. We see a record of 1,287,000,000 reals, also doubled the same period last year, margins of 30.6%, an increase that is quite substantial, 4 percentage points year on year. Annualized numbers, that would be approximately 5.1 billion reals, which already shows, compared to the full year of 21, a material increase of almost 70%, 68% to be precise. Going to net income in the right corner, we closed the quarter with 213 million, a decrease compared to the 343 million recorded last year. That's basically because of financial expenses year on year. We have to think that the nature of financial expenses can be twofold. We have a higher expense because of our organic growth, our invested in operational assets in the existing businesses. We have an increase because of the extension of our businesses by means of acquisitions, as an example, Automob. And of course, there is an item that you all are aware of, which is higher interest rates. If we compare the second quarter 22 and the second quarter last year, we had a fourfold decrease. And therefore, we had this net income. But remember, we are growing a larger company with these investments, and they have a range of time until they start yielding cash, and the existing business is being adjusted to the new reality of inflation and interest rates. On the next slide, on page 13, we still talk a bit more about the behavior of our businesses in an inflationary scenario. So if you go to page 13, you can see on the left two lines, one in blue showing the evolution of our gross margin from services consolidated, and the dark line, which is the IPCA rate of the last 12 months. Remember, gross margin from consolidated services does not bring the sale of assets or retail-related business like dealerships for cars and trucks. So with this, you see that we had a peak of IPCA in 2015 and now another one in the year of 22 in a process that started to accelerate in 21. And our gross margin in the period showed significant improvement, which reflects the best returns on invested capital that we have recorded and that you will see in, further on. On the right, for you not to have any idea in terms of business mix, you see that the effect happens in our main companies like GSL, Movida, and Vamos. So this is a characteristic of the group. The group has mechanisms and the possibility of making adjustments as we have discipline in our pricing system in view of the market conditions. With that, we go to slide 14 when we talk about our indebtedness. Traditionally, we have kept strong liquidity, and we have a debt amortization schedule that is quite long. On the left, we have our cash position of about 10 billion reais, which is enough to cover the short-term debt by five times or all maturities until 2025. And for Simpar as a holding, isolatedly in light blue, we have an available cash of 2.6 billion, which covers 6.5 times our short-term debt or all maturities until 2030. In addition, the group also has 1.2 billion reais in undrawn revolving credit lines. With that, our consolidated net debt is at 22 billion reais and the holding debt at 3.2 billion reais in the end of the period, which already reflects the contribution to Automob in the building of this new avenue of growth for the group. Now, we are going to talk a bit more about investments on page 15. Here on the left, you see our evolution. We show that in the second quarter, specifically, we invested about 3.7 billion reais. That is about 1.7 times higher what was invested in the second quarter 2021. And year to date, we have about 12 billion year to date in the last 12 months, measured at the end of the second quarter, and compared to the full year 2021, is already an increase of 36%. On the yellow line on the top, you see the assertiveness in the evolution of cash generation. All that keeping our responsibility towards our capital structure. In the quarter, we show on the right a net debt EBITDA ratio of 3.6 times, or if we consider the current base, thinking of the second quarter and annualizing the number, 3.1 times. Remember, our commitment is to decrease leverage gradually and always measuring the final number in the end of the year. Again, it's important to mention that our investments in our assets are investments that can always be adjusted to demand, and they have the benefit of being high-quality assets enjoying a net secondary market. Remember that most of the investments have not yet contributed to company results or cash generation, given the cycle of investments and operations. Now, we are going to go to the final slide before I turn back to Fernando, where we show that we have been growing and we are very much paying attention to the responsibility on the return on invested capital. In the last 12 months, we had a return on invested capital of almost 14% and on return on equity to our shareholders of about 28%. With that, I turn the call back to Fernando. Please, Fernando, you may go on.
Thanks, Denys. Carrying on with our presentation, on page 17, we show you some of our main pillars that are the foundations for us to transform future results in a sustainable way in all our companies. We are creating a people and strategic planning committee at Simpar, strengthening the focus on our people and sustainable development of the holding and its subsidiaries, and also the perpetuity of our culture and values that are paramount for our development, regardless of the size of our company. We have focused, and the committee will help us with that, for the continuous evolution of the organizational structure and management model, which is unique and contributes to development of our companies, keeping them independent with solid governance and focus on their core activities and the commitment to deliver the strategic plan defined by the board of each companies. We have the diversification with development of
prospecting of new businesses with high potential of growth and profitability, and investments in operating assets that are needed by clients, but that are also with high liquidity and capacity of appreciation because of our scale and capacity to buy. We have made acquisitions that are recognized for the quality of their people, for the quality of their services, that have investments in innovation with that can be complementary to our businesses. Always seeking services that are needed by our clients and desired by them in each of the companies with which we operate. If we believe that if we offer clients what they need with excellence, we are just extending our commercial relations. Discipline in expense control with robustness in balance sheet and strength in cash positions to ensure the continuity of our strategic planning with responsibility and safety. We have ensured the necessary resources to transform the size of our subsidiaries, including a possible IPO of other companies in the Novo Mercado, and even thinking of holding an interest of less than 50% in any of them, while maintaining control of the companies, not because of ego or vanity, but because we believe in our assumptions and values. And with that, we bring stability to the sector, agility in the company, and also keep values and cultures. And of course, we are looking into possibilities of going international with responsibility in a way that can contribute to our diversification in revenues in hard currencies. These are our main pillars that I'm pleased to share with you. Once again, on behalf of our people, we thank you for the opportunity and attention, and we are going to open for your questions. Once again, thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now start the Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star one. To withdraw your question from the list, press star two. Our first question comes from Gabriel Rezende from Itaú BBA.
Good morning, Fernando, Denys. Thanks for taking my question. Congratulations on strong results once again. Fernando, your final comment about going international. The media published an article about the intention of the Simpar Group being interested in markets like Europe. So which segments or subsidiaries are you talking about? Where should we see more growth? So JSL perhaps is a clear name to head this movement, but I would like to hear a bit more from you. And also, I'd like to know if that would be growth from Barreto's team, M&A, or are you think also of organic growth with clients that operate globally? And the second topic is about Automob. We understand, based on what Denys mentioned, that the group wants to expand organically as well. You already announced four acquisitions of dealership groups. So I would like to know, talking about deleverage and continue to grow, should we expect anything from Automob this year? Thank you very much.
Good morning, everyone. Gabriel, this is Fernando speaking. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining the call. Okay, Gabriel, talking about going international. First, we do not want to go international with any business that is something that we don't have. This is very important. Second, we don't want to have international movements that are huge. We really believe in time to have revenues in a foreign currency, as it was part of our strategy to diversify services, businesses, and segments. So now we want to diversify currency, but without compromising our growth in Brazil,
and really contributing, because we think we can help with our business model in going international, and also technologies that can also help us. In addition to a strong currency, there is this exchange of experiences. This is what we believe in. And Mazel, for instance, Marvel is a company that was acquired by Logistics. 65-70% of its revenue is in dollars from Chile, Argentina, the food segment. And you have a growth of Fadel in Paraguay. It has operations of Ambev and also in Africa. So this is happening in a very organic, comfortable way that contributes to our revenues in foreign currency. And in parallel to that, we can do something in Europe or in the United States. But remember, small businesses with responsibility that can contribute to our development. In terms of deleverage, and I'll let Dennis add to my answer, we are focused on deleveraging the company year after year. And when we have opportunities in companies like Vamos, we are going to have deals that are at a fair price, and we are doing that, but also focus on deleveraging. Automobi, the acquisitions made, are part of our strategy, and we are going to continue the consolidation in the dealership business. And I'd like to highlight that the model that we are following, part is paid in stake, part in cash, but the stake from Automob, contributing to the developing of our business in the dealership segment, and also contributing for leverage not to be as high as we should think. But the idea is to continue consolidation in light vehicle dealerships. If it's going to happen this year or not, well, that I don't know. I will just tell you that there are huge opportunities with the model we are building. I think that those that sell and partner with us are pleased. OEMs are pleased. And once again, we are making these companies independent, and we contribute with a holding or Simpar just to support their growth. So that's a bit of color for your questions. I think Dennis is going to add. Yes, Fernando has already said it all, but just to remind you, Gabriel, we had a contribution to Automobi from Simpar to give stability that is necessary for its growth. It was a contribution of 500 million reals. That, allied to what Fernando just mentioned, enables us to continue developing Automap with this balance between cash and stake, okay? Very good. Thank you very much, Fernando and Dennis. Our next question comes from Victor Mizusaki from Bradesco BBI. Hello, good morning. Congratulations on your results. I have two questions. The first is a follow-up on Gabriel's question on the international expansion. When we take a look at Simpar's balance sheet, we see that part of the cash is in foreign currency already. So the first question, does it make sense for us to expect that part of the strategy and exposure in foreign currency is to optimize your balance sheet since the cash is going to be outside of Brazil? And the second question about cash position. When we see Simpar's balance sheet, you have a very extended debt schedule. But when we break down and see what debt is in the holding and what is in the subsidiaries, we see that most of the debt is at the subsidiaries level. Do you have a plan at Simpar to change anything with regard to the payout of subsidiaries to increase cash and have an M&A plan? Thank you very much. Hi, Victor. I'm going to start answering about the cash and where it is allocated. It is true. It is in foreign currency, part of it. where we have a carry cost that is lower. And also, if it is used in Brazil, there are two companies that have cash abroad, Movida and Simpar, you have the benefit of the conversion into reais, which is a lot more favorable today than it was last year. Just to give you a number, the cost is down by 20-30% of the CDI if today you internalize those foreign revenues compared to the past. But this is cash looked at the lens of liquidity, regardless of the strategy for the future with regards to going international that Fernando mentioned. It's always the possibility, but today the idea is to think of liquidity of the group as a whole from the lens of Simpar, and we are saying that we are going to have a carryover cost. The idea is to have liquidity, to have flexibility within our strategy. And when you see the group as a whole and you think of all subsidiaries, well, historically, given our growth profile and because of the responsibility and guidance of the board of directors that support us, we always brought responsibility before development. We have been very prudent, and that's the idea. We don't want to make any changes, at least nothing formalized with regards to payout. That is the decision of the boards of directors in a timely manner. But today, we continue to be prudent in a group that is growing in terms of expansion and organic growth because we offer the value to customers that makes it more rational for them for the use of capital with the gain in profitability. Thank you, Dennis, very much.
Our next question comes from Lucas Barbosa from Santander.
Good morning, Fernando, Dennis. Thanks for taking my question. Congratulations on your results. Two questions. First, truck prices in the secondary market. Could you talk a bit about the dynamics for the coming years? We have interest rates going up, but we have also the transition to Euro 6. Perhaps Euro 5 trucks would be appreciated even further. So, can you talk about the price dynamics for the secondary market? I'll ask my second question later on.
Hi, Lucas. This is Fernando. Oh, well, trucks, 3 years ago in 2019, a truck would cost 450, 70, 80, a new truck. 4 or 5 years would cost 250, 300, 350. Today, the truck costs 750, 780,000. A truck that cost 450,000 3 years ago. Today, it costs 770, 780. So you see, and if you are buying well, you are going to pay 750. If not, you pay 800,000. So the used truck now is going to be sold at 4,000. And there is a market to buy. And why? Because people look at the new truck price. And a truck that is 4 years old is like a car that is 1 year old. That's the same ratio. So the secondary market is very much heated and it is selling a lot. And then you can say, oh, but it decreased a bit because of interest rates. It can be a bit less demand, but you have the consolidation of sales. And the secondary market does not tend to go down, even with Euro 6. Well, first, because I never saw prices going down. You can have a bit of a discount, but going down does not happen. In Euro 6, people are talking about an increase of 15%-20% over this year's price. I have to admit that I even joked with OEMs and I said, I don't know who is going to afford that. A truck is going to be R$1 million with a single tractor, but people talk about technology. So the increase will come. If it's not 15, 20, it is 10%. So prices have transformed completely. And then, Fernando, you're going to say, but that is a completely different business. But abroad, trucks are $150,000. This is the price. This is the price today. When you talk about the secondary market, it's important to say that the Brazilian fleet age average is 19 years. In the first world, it is 8 years. Now the Congress, the Senate is thinking of a fleet renewal program. All first world countries did have a program like that. So what I want to tell you is that with or without programs in real economy, there is an important segment that is road transportation. Trucks will always have a price. The price is not going to go down, and the market will continue to be heated in the secondary market because of new truck prices. And just making a comparison to logistics, today, a truck of 700,000 is the tractor, right? You still have the trailer. So what do I mean by that? For you to start road freights, be it pinus, sugarcane, or oil, you have to have 1.2, 1.3 million per truck. So it is going to be more selective. People will have to do their math better. And that brings opportunities to us, both in logistics for new businesses, because people are going to be more selective, because you have to have credit for new projects, and in Vamos, because if you do the math, it's going to be easier to rent than buy. So this price transformation brings also other opportunities for companies under Simpar. And I truly believe that this is here to stay. And in Brazil, we have the average fleet age that will also contribute to price. And that really appreciated our assets a lot higher than the financial indicators, which really gives us the comfort of our equity. Thank you very much, Fernando. A second question, a topic that you are used to answer, which is M&A in logistics. I'd like to ask you the question. I know that you are used to that, but there was a change with the change in interest rates. Companies are worth less. Even listed companies have dropped a lot. So my question is, given that today the amount of last mile companies has decreased, does it change the appetite of Simpar for the segment?
Lucas, quite modestly, we always believed in the last mile business, as we believe in cabotage, A to B freight. We believe all segments are complementary. But at Simpar and the companies that are part of the group, we never surfed, fads, waves. Oh, digitalization, last mile. We never thought the world was going to end in a single segment. We've always been very responsible, very humble, and preserved ourselves to do things that we believed had support and return to shareholders. The last mile retail companies are going through a bad time. We believe things are going to resume. If client is in a very favorable situation, we not necessarily have to enjoy things with them. We have an alliance with customers, and if they are well, we are well too. So I think this is a moment that is going to pass. I think that it is an alternative. People, instead of going to shops, are going to have things at their homes. It is just a complement to logistics. And whenever we saw last mile, we never saw appealing margins that are sustainable. We continue to look into the business. But within our strategy, we prefer to have a diversification of revenue, services, and segments. This is a segment that we want to be, but we don't want to be supported by it, even if it is much better or if it is much worse, just to be part of it as in any other segment.
Okay, very clear, Fernando. Thank you and have a good day.
Our next question comes from the webcast.
This is Dennis. I'm going to read the questions that were posted on the webcast so that we can answer them. The first comes from Danilo, an individual, but I think we already answered it in the first question of the call when Gabriel asked the question. We also have another question here from Carlos. Thanks, Carlos. How do you see the used car market dynamics? I think Fernando already talked about the used trucks market, so now we are going to talk about the car used market. Okay. For car used sales, remember that car prices went up significantly. So, in Movida's used cars, Movida has the newest used cars in the market because the competition has a fleet that is much older, 17 months average fleet age. In Movida, the average age is 8.5 months. So we have newer cars to sell, and we have enjoyed that in a differentiated manner. Of course, if you take a look at the FIPE price table, it went down 2 points because it went up a lot, but interest rates went up, and so people are doing their math. So this is a market that is selling quite well at established prices, and people are being used to buy a new mix of used cars at a new level, not only just the low-end cars. So the market is developing quite well, Carlos. And another point in talking about Vamos, when you talk about used assets, tractors and machineries, price went so much up that tractors at 6, 5 years in good conditions are being sold very well, and you can sell them or even rent them for a second time because of the significant increase we had with new tractors and machinery. So the business is quite sustainable. And as usual, new assets are still lacking a bit in the market, but prices continue to be very competitive. And Movida had a very right strategy when it decided to renew its complete fleet 2, 1 year ago, buying assets at much better prices than today and having used assets that are a lot more appreciated. Carrying on with the questions that we got from the web, we have one from Daniel Villarino. Thanks for the question, Daniel. Is part of the company's strategic plan to have the buyback of Simpar and/or Movida bonds? Today, Daniel, we haven't made the decision. We don't have the plan. But I would like to stress that we always take a look at that. Remember that because these are financing lines with long-term investments, they dispute with other opportunities that Fernando mentioned throughout the presentation, such as, for example, our contribution for the kickoff of a relevant expansion for Automap, which was the consideration of 500 million. So we are always looking into opportunities. But not only because of short-term gains, but creation of value and investments of long-term that tend to mature with time, but that can generate a lot more value. So today, no decision on that, but we are always looking into that on a recurrent basis.
Our next question comes from Jefferson. Thanks for the question, Jefferson. What is the current expectation in terms of concessions? Are you thinking of more road concessions given that the country needs the investments, especially for Simpar business, Fernando? Oh, when we take a look at concessions and the businesses that we have,
We want to focus on the client. We have suppliers, OEMs, our people, the quality of execution. CS Infra is a bit different. We don't have such strategic plan because it depends on the government if they are going to open bids or not. So I really do not know. What I believe is that the population demands better services in terms of port logistics, roads, education, parks. So I really believe that the next years will bring huge opportunities in concession. Rumo's vocation is more on services, in logistics, in health, in warehousing, distribution, than large construction works. And we'll be ready to take part and analyze opportunities of the kind, such, for example, waste treatment systems. We have within the legislation of water and sewage treatment, I believe that only 40-50% of waste is treated in cities. This has huge potential, major opportunities. And I say this is reverse logistics, and we are expert in that. So these are things we are paying attention to opportunities, but it's hard to know what is to come in terms of opportunities. But we are ready to seize and take part in them whenever necessary. Thank you very much. The next question comes from João Pedro. Thanks, João Pedro, for the question. The question is, what is the expectation for your results in the third and fourth quarter and 2023, given the year of elections, higher interest rates, and the market being uncertain about the results of elections? I'm going to let Fernando answer. I have a comment, but remember, we cannot give you any guidance with this regard. The comment I have to really use your answer, we have developed historically in the most volatile environments in Brazil, always with responsibility. So we have had contracts, we have developed our companies given current scenarios. And another aspect of your question to me is the following: the company that existed, not the new contracts, has existed for more than 65 years, showing that our business model can adapt to any realities, even that can cause inflation and higher interest rates. That's the work that we do, and we haven't finished doing that. We are going to continue doing so. Remember that the average interest rate of the second quarter at the CDI is today higher than it was. So the homework continues and will continue until stability comes. And when stability comes, I am sure that the company that is more than 65 years old will also adapt, and we are going to go back to normalized figures. But if the interest rate goes down and decelerates the economy and is at a lower level, we have already done our homework as well. So I just wanted to say that our business model has been tested and proven, and that resulted into the upgrade of our risk rating by one of the main risk agencies in the world that recognized our gain of scale, our footprint, and also our resilience because of the characteristic of our business. And this is just a process. I believe that this is going to expand to the other agencies and bring better prices for us in the future. Fernando? Okay. When we talk about the third, fourth quarter, 2023, what I just wanted to mention, complementing to what Dennis mentioned about Simpar Group, our growth with better operating margins you can see is here to stay. May God permit us. We have been working hard to have better operating margins, full stop. Of course, net income with our capital structure and interest rates going up can be slightly affected for a period, but for a period. And why? Because we have new contracts, we have the pass-through prices, we have that in our contract, we have the triggers. Our team is very competent and strict to reduce costs. So all that let our net income come back with time, regardless of the drop in interest rates. If they do go down, it will come back faster. But if it don't, it will come. And just for you to have an idea, in 2018, we built all our companies. The interest rate was worse. The economy was harder. And we continued to grow. And one more thing. Whenever interest rates go up, our assets are appreciated. And our cash positions are in assets that are in very liquid. And with that, we have the comfort to continue developing, continue growing. And remember, in our company, most of the deployed CapEx has not yet turned into revenue and margins. This is yet to come. Thank you very much. Okay, moving on. We have one question from João Pedro again, saying the following. Would you say that the focus of the group now is to think about higher profitability and consolidation in the subsidiary market, decelerating new businesses a bit? Well, João, we are always very responsible. We are always very close to our business with CEOs and CFOs really conducting stellar work. So when we had the opportunity of acquiring Movida, we were sure that Brazil lacked quality services for clients and we could really transform the market. And it happened. What I mean is that we needed capillarity, people, and we had, the fortune of buying this company that was already named Movida and that had everything in place. In 2013, it already had a carbon-free program. So it was a fortune to put together our management model to the business. And this business, just for you to remember, had 2,600 cars. Today, it has 207,000. More than 85% without acquisitions. 10% of the volumes came from the acquisition of CS Frota that is in the group. So today, Movida has a size that no longer needs scale and opportunity. It can have more scale. It can have more capillarity. But it is a built company. So our growth is going to improve returns and margins and to look into opportunities in the market. Vamos, it's the same thing. Vamos has size today that has really transformed, especially in agribusiness. The group today has generated revenue. If you annualize dealership revenue, you have more than 3 billion reais in trucks and machinery in the agribusiness. So you have scale. So the growth of our companies has become an option. And we are always very much focused on improving returns and operating margins. So that's it, João. Today, we can choose. We have a balance sheet that is strong. We have a strong cash generation. We don't have to grow fast for capillarity or scale in the main businesses. This is already a sure thing. But we can continue growing and improving operating margins. Thank you very much. The next question, two questions really, come from Eduardo Barreiros. I'm sorry. The first comes, what is the target leverage for Automob? And the second, does it make sense to have a win-win deal between Movida and Automob, given the future capillarity of Automob's used car sales as a wholesale channel to Movida? I'm going to start with the first question. Leverage for Automob is about 2x. It can be temporarily above that. Today is half of that, thanks of our contribution for the beginning of its development. But this is a retail business, and we want to work with a leverage that is lower than other companies. Second question, Fernando. So does it make sense to have a win-win deal between Automob and Movida? Movida is a completely independent company, and it has been selling its cars in the retail, but also to large groups. They are independent. Of course, it's a privilege for Movida to have another independent company in the family that can be one of the buyers of its fleet for large groups, for example. Remember, in this case, it is a related parties negotiation. It has to be audited. We have to see if it is at the same price point of other groups, and if Automob wants to buy, Automob managers will make the decision. And in the end of the process, we have to have the validation of the independent members. This is our governance process that is just an alternative. It's not that Movida has to sell and that Automob has to buy, but certainly it is a possibility. And that's the way we work in real economy, in the ecosystem, with win-win opportunities for both companies.
Thanks, Fernando. Our next question comes from Marcelo Arazi. Thanks, Marcelo, for your questions. What are Automob's next steps in addition to the inorganic growth already mentioned? Marcelo, we believe in the dealership business in Brazil. It has a huge opportunity of consolidation, gains in scale, and have the POS as a point of business, contributing to customer loyalty together with OEMs, financing, rental services. I'll give you an example, more or less what happened in the car rental. Why not have a car dealership with body shops working with after-sales services so that your clients are not going to be without a car and you are going to have more productivity per point of sale? So that's a possibility. Another thing, we don't rule out the possibility of have a multi-brand use car dealership. So the opportunity in the business is huge. The business can truly be transformed. All the acquired companies by Automob, because of our ecosystem, can increase the sales volume by 20-30% per point. That is huge organic growth. And we are very much motivated because we are seeing this happening in practice. So these are some of our opportunities.
Okay, thank you, Fernando. We have a final question from Rodrigo Faria. I'm going to read your question, Rodrigo, but I think we have already answered it. With Euro 6 growing the price of brand new trucks, can you have an idea of how much the addressable truck market will be for 5-year trucks? So I think, yeah, he's talking about a growth in demand. Rodrigo, I don't know how to answer your question clearly. I don't know if the demand is going to grow, but I truly believe it is going to contribute for a higher price in our assets. You're going to have a demand for Euro 6, and the appeal of a 5-year truck is going to be huge. Remember, a 5-year truck is like a 1-year car. So certainly, we are going to have huge opportunities in the sale of used trucks.
Thank you, Fernando. Let me just check if we have any more questions.
Well, I think I will turn back to you, Fernando, for your final remarks.
Well, I just would like to invite you to
to join us on a reflection on our results. I believe that our results still are not reflecting the reality. What do I mean by that? Our operating margin, our revenues, do not reflect the deployed CapEx in the last quarter, for example, 3.7 billion. In the first quarter this year, 2.5 billion. Together, you're talking about approximately 6.5 billion of deployed net CapEx that's still not yielding revenues. Some of the businesses have not even been implemented, but they will. That will generate revenues and new operating margins and contribute to our scale. When you see the numbers and when you annualize the numbers, you see that we have about 22 billion rising revenues because we don't have acquired companies, dealerships with 3.5 billion that still is not seen. That gives us the certainty. When you see that, when you see leverage, you do not see annualized numbers, and they will contribute for us to improve revenues and operating margins. When we talk about acquisitions, once again, I would like you to think about the quality of acquisitions made, not only with dealerships. We are buying strategically companies that are referencing their region or with the brand they operate or with both. Brands and companies with high management quality. In logistic acquisitions, the same applies. We keep companies independent, and we are extracting synergies of 1.5%-2% in the purchase of parts, tires, financial costs, and companies are having independent management, former partners, founders' children with fantastic work and improving margins thanks to the scale of JSL. That shows opportunities and what we have been doing, how judicious our acquisitions have been, and without merging, losing the best of each companies. With responsibility, we are going to continue executing and seeking excellence in each one of the opportunities. In times of volatility, fortunately or unfortunately, also opportunities come, and we are going to continue enjoying them. When we talk about execution, I cannot fail to mention our people. We have taken care of the people from acquired companies as we take care of our people that really make a difference in the transformation of our company. Remember, it is always our people that make the difference in our business, and we have huge opportunities and are prepared to enjoy the opportunities to come. When we talk about results, I already mentioned that the company continues to grow revenues in acquisitions, in CapEx, improved operating margins, gaining scales, synergies. Net income can be affected in future quarters, but it will come back due to the execution, implementation, and deployment of businesses, gain of scales, and the capacity of our people. To close, we have quite modestly a management model with value and culture that are unique in a company this size. We have agility, we have simplicity, we are focused on customers, long-term relationships, and we are very strict with costs, and we always think of sustainable growth. That is, we do what has to be done. People is our major asset. Wonderful people, always improving, but committed in businesses that are in the real economy. The last COVID crisis shows the resilience of our group, and Fitch recognized that resilience of the sectors in which we operate. We are no fantasy island, but regardless of economic cycles, we have developed. On behalf of our people, our 40,000 employees, we thank you very much for joining us.
We have more than 230 people attending the call online. Thanks our board members that are paramount in our strategy, guiding us for good executions, and all of you. Thank you very much for following us along the years. And once again, we assure you that we are going to continue to work hard to have your trust, to add value to society, clients, shareholders, and continue to develop growth. May God be with you. Have an excellent weekend. And once again, thank you very much for joining and for your trust. All the best. Goodbye. Simpar's conference call is now closed. We thank you very much for joining us and wish you a very good afternoon.